All right. Thank you, Tara. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Am I speaking to Casey?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Casey, how are we doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not bad, you know. Just had a really good weekend and, you know, now off to the week. And not a bad start. So far, so good. We got about a little less than an hour.
A good day, right?
Yeah, there's one coworker that we have. He said above dirt and vertical. That's what he said. So that's his saying, and I agree with it. So, you know, sometimes life is short and not every day, you wake up sometimes. You know, people, go through so many things. So, agree, man. And you're in Richmond, Virginia. So, I actually,
Richmond,
I've been
Michigan.
There. Michigan. Sorry. Yeah, Michigan. The reason why it rang a bell is I used to live in Cleveland, Ohio. So, it's the next state over.
Okay.
So, I was going back and forth to Michigan. I had a couple friends there. So, it was about an hour and change of drive. Yeah, the winters get brutal out there, I'll tell you that. I was there for 3 years. So, especially if you're close to the lake effect. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was,
I'm by St. Clair.
Okay. Gotcha.
I live in Richmond, so it's like 15 minutes away from, next to the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You definitely get that lake effect for sure then, the weather gets crazy, so. I know you're the owner of the company, which is great. And then I think you're using Angie. I think that's working out well for you, right?
It's really working out pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm making money. I'm getting business from it. So it's definitely working.
Okay. That's awesome. And, when it comes to, your bread and butter, what is something that you really want to focus on when it comes to, the clients that you're really looking for? So you do a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, pretty much like a general contractors, where they...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So, in a nutshell, the way that this would work, right, is, if I were on Google and I were to type in, let's just put an example, retaining wall or, fence installation, or let's say I'm looking for painting or drywall, or doing a new addition, I need flooring for it. When I type in any of those keywords on the search engine, which is Google, right? We make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option. So our goal is to get you really programmed in for about 17 to 20 keywords. And those would be keywords that we would actually make sure that people are actually looking for those services. So we're not going to kind of guess what keywords, are working or not. We were actually going to go into the Google Analytics and then figure out how people are searching. And I think you're able to travel about 30 minutes to an hour for new clients, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Got it. Yeah. So that's something that we can get you programmed in. We can do up to 50 miles, which is an hour. So anywhere in the surrounding cities where people are looking for the services you provide, then that's what we also get you found in. Another thing that we also do is I see that you do have a Facebook page, which is good. One of the things that we also, I love it. I love Facebook because I don't know if you ever ran the Facebook ads or the retargeting ads. Have you ever done that before by chance?
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay. So those are pretty scary, and here's why. I don't know if you've ever done a search for stuff on Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden whatever you were looking for populates on Facebook. Has that happened to you?
No, I have. I mean, do you mean like when you're like talking about something or when you're texting something and automatically
pops up on Facebook?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. It's always happening.
Exactly, right? So that's actually, we do what's called targeting ads. So basically when you're talking, either to like Siri or Amazon Alexa, or even if you're typing stuff on Google, what it does is it retargets an ad on Facebook. So then that way your company, CNS Contracting, will populate on Google, which is great, and Facebook, right? So you'll have your ad pop up in your social media feed. So the more that your company pops up, the more visibility you have, the more people are going to call you. So we want to make sure that we cover your bases all across the internet. The only thing we really don't focus on, just to be upfront, Casey, it's like we don't do any of the TikTok stuff or the Instagram, because when someone's looking for a general contractor, that's more for influencers and I don't know, you know, certain types of, you know, businesses might do well, but when it comes to the work you do, like home services, they really don't go on TikTok or like Instagram. Facebook, yes,
right.
Because you have an older crowd that actually owns homes. Most people that are on like the Instagram, TikTok stuff, they're like, you know, more of the younger crowd that really, they don't even own a home. So, you know, it's harder to really kind of, you know, pretty much show your case there in those platforms. So we'll also cover Bing, which is another search engine, and then we'll program you on Yelp and Apple Maps. So Apple Maps and Yelp are now partnered up together, and basically if they have an iPhone and they're searching in those platforms, you're going to be coming up in those top recommended options in the map section as well. So the last thing that we also, I noticed, and I don't think you have a website, but one of the things a website really can do for your business is, you know, people are very visual, Casey. So, for example, if people are looking for, you know, the work that you do, people love to see, like, before and after pictures. So I don't know if you have, you know, any, you know, pictures of the work you've done before by chance.
Yeah, I have them all on Facebook.
Great. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so that's something that we can do is all the pictures that you have, we would create a www.cnscontracting.com, and it would be a fully optimized, fully compatible website when it comes to Google programming, and then you can upload videos, you can upload pictures, you can even have scheduling options for your clients. So, you know, when they look you up or even people refer your business, they have the professional website, and then that just gives you a just much better presentation for the client, right? So that's something that a website does for you, and then, you know, people can leave you a review as well. And that's another thing I wanted to mention is, you know, the better reviews you have, the better it's going to be. So I see that you have good reviews already. I think you have Ryan that just you did some work for, and then Brent. And yep. You did some pretty good, decent jobs, man. I mean, you know, the price point was pretty decent on that. But, you know, if you have those reviews on HomeAdvisor, Angie, you know, if you have it on your Google Business profile, that's where it's at. Because what we would do for you is we want to promote your company as a sole entity, essentially, right? So you're pretty much promoting your company out there as your, you know, your own company, you know, instead of using a platform that's going to, you know, filter leads out to you. Let's say you were to cancel down the line with Home or Angie, right? They're the same company. They would keep the reviews. And it's just like, man, like it kind of sucks because then you would have to get those reviews back on other platforms. But with Google, if you were to cancel a service like ours, you would still have your Google Business profile. You would have your listings. I mean, you would pretty much be in a much better situation or, you know, kind of, you know, online presence-wise when it comes to, you know, digital marketing than you were if you didn't have things in place, right? So that's something that we can obviously establish for your business. And then, you know, later down the road, if you do decide to cancel with HomeAdvisor and Angie, or, you know, then you would have Google, you know, your Google Business profile and get you programmed in for, you know, to really get your company out there. So as far as the price... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about canceling Angie's once I get, you know, once I get further ahead. Like, but
yeah.
I can't cancel, I have to pay for all that money back. It's
yeah.
It's like 30%. So I have a year
of
contract.
Okay.
Yeah, they kind of screwed me, but it's, I mean, they kind of helped me out, but then screwed me. But
yeah.
It's all right. So I'm just going to toughen it out for a year, and then after that, I'll cancel them. And
yeah.
After that, I'm not going to keep paying $300 or $400, $400 each month. So
yeah. Oh, is that how much are they charging you per lead as well, or is it just the flat rate that they're charging you?
It's just the flat rate that they're charging me.
Got it. Okay.
Isn't that bad? I make it sound like it's that bad, but it's not totally bad because I am getting leads and I am getting jobs from them. But I just feel
yeah.
like $400, you know, and I'm not promised to get that job is a little steep.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have different options available. We you know, Google came up with their own Google. It's called Google Guaranteed. I don't know if you ever heard of that or you know, local service ads. So it's not a pay per click. Google saw the success that HomeAdvisor and Angie's and Thumbtack and there's other companies out there that are very similar, and they charge per lead. There is a couple requirements for that, the Google Guarantee program, and that's something that you can always do down the road. But I don't know if the business is licensed and insured or not quite yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, cool.
I'm,
so
I'm
that
not,
I mean, Yeah, I mean, you're starting off the company, which is great, and then, but, you know, one of the things that you can always, you know, kind of upgrade to would be the, that Google Guarantee program, which, you know, they do require just three things, a background check to make sure that there's nothing crazy on your background, within the past 7 years, right? That's what they look for. And then they do require license and insurance, but, you know, that's just to get on that, that Google Guarantee program. But that's the paper lead service, and that is, man, by far the best service that I've worked with as far as, like, a pay-per-lead service. So when it comes to, like, just getting started off, your feet off your, you know, get your feet off the ground, getting your Google Business profile and having your website and really getting your company up there, you know, that I think that's where it's at. Because later down the road, you know, if Angie or HomeAdvisor is not working for you, then you're just going to have leads coming in organically. Just because when people are looking the services that you offer, then you're coming up, you know, as a top recommended option. And there's a couple things that help you rank higher on that first page. Number one is reviews. So that's one of the things that we also do for you is give you a review tool, which is pretty much a link that's going to take them directly to your Google Business profile. And after you're done with the job, you can always refer or request a review, even if it's friends and family. That's what, something I always suggest to everybody. It's like, even if you have friends and family, it doesn't matter. Google's not going to go in there and just, like, you know, check if it's an actual customer, you know, that they don't do that. So, you know, if you get reviews with some of your family members you've done work for, whatever, they leave you a quick little, you know, 5 stars with a quick comment, that's something that's going to boost your, you know, your presence online. And the more of those you get after you're done with the job, the better success you're going to have. And that's something that obviously, you know, helps your ranking and boosts your online presence as well. So, yeah, I mean, if something like HomeAdvisor or Angie's is working for you, then, you know, what they use is Google to put their name on there on Google, and then people are calling them and they're patching over the lead to you, and, you know, that's how that would work. But if you're looking really to establish your business on, you know, for a long-term kind of solution as far as marketing, and, you know, Google's where it's at. But the pricing that, so what we do is everything that we do is month to month, and there's no contracts. You know, usually the price is pretty substantial, I'm not going to lie. But here's the thing. You have a couple things. Since you have a Facebook business profile already, you have your you do have an Angie's List, which is good. You have good positive reviews. I mean, I could see if I can possibly waive your setup fee completely. So the setup fee is usually $99 for the setup fee, and then the program is $299 every month. So it's a month-to-month program, $299. It's a flat rate. So there's no lead charge, lead cost per call, any of that. If I were to waive your setup fee, then that would just completely eliminate any of the setup to start off. Even for your domain, we would have to purchase a .com for you, like a, you know, like a www.cnscontracting.com, and that would just be a flat rate of $299. So that would be a month-to-month service, and it would be no contract. So that's something that we can we'll be able to do for your business, and that includes everything we mentioned, not just your listing on Google. It would include your you know, everything else, like your platform on, you know, other directories, and then your website as well. And that website, once again, it's.
So say I'm with you for like a year or so, and I finally just say, okay, that's enough. I'm starting to get business coming in. Does my website stay there after I
Great question. Great question.
Go away?
No. So, you know, if let's say you were to can't, let's say you were with us for a couple months or even a year. Let's just say that, right? All these listings that we create for you, even your Google Business profile, you're going to be 100% owner of it, right? The website, the only thing you would pay for a website, it's a hosting fee. So, you know, the hosting fee is only $49. So it doesn't matter if you go with us, if you go with GoDaddy. I know you heard of that company, GoDaddy, right? It's a big company.
Yeah,
GoDaddy or even like Wix, that's another website company. Just anyhow, those website companies, they all charge, it's a standard fee all across. So it doesn't matter what company you go with. It's $49 for hosting for the most part. So if you were to cancel the service and you would just want to host your website, it would be $49, and then you'd be hosting the website on a month-to-month basis, right? So that's what it would be. We were hosting on our server. The website would be yours. And then, matter of fact, are you would receive text messages on this phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Okay, cool. So let me send you this right now, and then you could possibly put me on speaker and check it out. But this is an example of a general contractor. Obviously, this is not going to be exactly how your website's going to look, right? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure you have your own picture that you want to put on there. But once again, one of the things that give me one second. Give me one second. I'm going to send that to your you do receive text messages, which is good. Okay. So I'll send that to you, right, so you can check it out. And that website, once again, is just, you know, it'll be your website with your own content, but it's not going to obviously, you know, have any of this other stuff. But, yeah, people just like seeing the pictures of work you do, and that's the most important thing. And then, you know, people that like Facebook or use Facebook, that's a good platform. But, you know, not everybody's going to go has a Facebook. So, you know, sometimes in order to see a Facebook listing, that you do have to have the platform, which kind of sucks sometimes, you know. But when you have the website, your website's just anybody can go on your website, right, because it's public information. So that's where that website would come in. So I just texted it over to you. I don't know if you got that text message.
Not yet.
No, okay. Should be in your inbox already. You should have it should say it should just be a link. It says okay, cool. Yeah, so if you open up, that's just an example of the website. We would put your logo, your pictures, right, and then you could schedule an appointment directly from the website, and people can leave a review directly from the website, and then also, you know, people can see the different types of services. So, you know, if they're looking for, let's say, an addition, then they're like, okay, well, what is that going to entail? Well, they see the services. You know, you're able to do the tile for them, the drywall, the paint. You know, if they want texture, I don't know if you do texture as well, right? So these different things that you'd be able to do for them, that would, you know, kind of explain the different services you would provide. And not only that, let's say they want to do an addition and they want to do something else, and you'll be able to have that on your website as well. So, you know, the different services for different tabs as well. So, you know, if you were to go through, I think, GoDaddy or like Angie or not Angie, excuse me, Wix, I think for a standard website, like something similar to what we're offering, it's about, I think $500 minimum for a website now. I think that's what, not quite sure, I think that's what they're charging now. The website pretty much what we're offering you, at no additional cost. So it'd be able to add that website, with everything. And I wouldn't charge you for, like, let's say you were to move forward and say, hey, you know, let's give this a shot. You know, I wouldn't charge you for a programming fee. Like, we would incur the domain cost too. So I think it's only fair. I know I know you went through some tough times recently. I think Tara put in the notes with your mom, I think, right? So sorry to hear that, man. It's that's very tough. You know, I got some bad news today. I got my uncle passed away this morning. So I got to kind of deal with that after work too. He was already a little bit older, but yeah, that's not fun, man. I hear you on that.
It sucks.
No, it does. I mean, you know, that's your mom right there. So I still have both parents, thank God. But you know, I could just imagine, you know, how it was for you, man.
You're never gonna know when they go.
Yeah. No. It sometimes, you know, it. Man, life is so short. You don't even know. We're on borrowed time, you know. So if anything can happen at any time, so that's why the saying that you can live life and live it to the fullest, be happy, you know.
Yeah, and that's what kind of motivated me to keep going on my business, because I started it 2 years ago. She died last year, so I was only slow at, you know, starting out, but now I'm starting to get business and starting to get clients and.
There you,
know, you go. Starting to come in and be good, like starting. Not, I mean, it's just starting to be a lot more than what it was, and you know, I'm a lot more motivated, you know, at it, and I'm just, you know, working every day, all day, just 24/7, basically.
Good for you. I mean, you know, it. What they say is you got to work hard, and then later on, when you're about, you know, you're retired, so you can always patch the business and have it sell it, or have someone else keep running it for you. But you know, that's a good thing, that because there's two ways you can go, Casey. You know, like I, you know, you can go the route where, you're motivated and you're doing something else to do something for yourself and your future and your life, or, you know, go into a route where you could spiral and you go into this depression and you go into. So yeah, but see the good thing is that you're I mean, I don't know if you got out of it or you're in transition to get out of it, because it's a very short time, but still, like, the business keeps you motivated, it keeps you busy, it keeps you occupied, instead of, there's people that just kind of, man, when something like that happens, they're stuck, and they're stuck for years until something happens. But, you know, there's two ways you can go about things all the time, and, you know, you chose to focus and really get motivated about the business, and that's where it's at, you know. Yeah. But not a lot of people.
Well, see, I wrestled for like 19 years. So I was a two-time state champ. I've won nationals. I've won states. I've went everywhere in wrestling. So I know what hard work is, and I know my motivation is there. You know what I mean? And it's and I'm also a wrestling coach, a youth wrestling coach. So I also coach, you know, on my free time. Which is awesome because I love wrestling, and, you know, I'm a motivated kid, you know. But I did spiral down for a little while, and
It happens. Normal, I mean, for sure.
Fucked me in a little while.
You look like I don't know if you knew this. You have a picture on Home or Angie, and you look like a no joke like UFC type of guy. Like, that's what you know. Like, I get that that kind of feel, that vibe from the picture. It looks like, like, you look like you don't mess around. Like, you look like a UFC fighter. That's what it looks like. I'm like, is this guy? Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. So, I see that, man. So, yeah, I mean, that's great, you know, focusing on business and being productive. That's, you know, what we can't undo the past, and sometimes things are inevitable, right? Yeah. That's what but we can control what we can't control and just move forward, right? That's what it is.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that would be able to do for you. Once again, it's, you know, something that if you're looking for something for your business in the long run, you know, it's something that you can do. And obviously you get those clients coming in. And
Now, would I have to pay right now for that stuff to happen? Or do what happens if I say, and then we go through it?
Let me explain the next steps, right? So let's say you're like, hey, you know, let's give this a shot. So what we would do is, and we would have to get you PIN verified. So I don't know if you know when you're looking for directions or you're looking for a restaurant, you know, on Google, in the map section, there's a little red dot and where the, So what we do is we get you verified. Google's going to verify you. They do it a certain different couple of ways. They either send you a postcard in the mail. They'll ask you to do a quick video. You know, just of tools or stuff that you've done. Nothing crazy, right? So it's just very basic. They also just don't want to make sure you're not a robot either, right? So, you know, that's how they verify. So we would just ask, you know, gather basic information to create a Google business profile, hours of operation and all that good stuff. Like what are some of the services you want to be, you know, found for? And then the cities or areas you really want to target. And then what we would do is we would do a client onboarding call, and the client onboarding call is basically with the technician, and that can be done tomorrow. And I do have a calendar of availability. This is where you would get with a technician, an onboarding technician, and they would just help you to create get thoughts from you or ideas to create your website, pictures of before and after work you've done, you know, things like that. So, so in order to go through all that, we would secure the listing, you know, get the payment, put in the notes for the technician, and then that onboarding call, obviously, is going to where all the magic happens. You would have someone dedicated to your account to make sure it goes into fruition. So that's what it would do. So I don't know, you know, where you're at as far as financially, but I'm able to waive the setup fee, and it would just be the $299. You would also get your terms and conditions and your invoice, so that's the let you know that it's a month-to-month. We read what's called the voice verification. Also, that's for your protection, letting you know it's a month-to-month service, no contracts. And then, you know, once we get you onboarded, we start with the programming. So programming is pretty quick. Google might reach out to you directly. They might not, just depending. There's different ways of verifying someone. It just depends on the area and depends on the services that you provide. So in your case, I mean, quick phone call, quick video verification with Google, I think that would be sufficient for them. You know, they don't right. when it comes to like certain businesses, like kind of weird, like locksmiths and garage door openers or repair people. Those companies have to go through an extensive verification because they're like dealing with people's like
yeah,
locks,
yeah,
you know,
right.
yeah, exactly, you know, like keys and stuff. So yeah, so that would be the process of something like this, you know, and then we would only work exclusively with you. So that's one of the benefits. Once we work with one person per category, per area, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So we want to make sure that you have the maximum success, with this type of service, right? So.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So do you guys call me if there's like, you guys don't do leads, do you? Or does the homeowner
yeah.
guys call me or do you guys call me if they can't get the person that wants?
Great question. So all these are direct phone calls to you. So we do have a paper lead service, which is Google guaranteed. But what this would do, right, is people would call you directly. So the way it would work is if someone is typing in, you know, any of the services, like once again, like for example, right now I'm typing in general contractor. You got Set in Stone Construction. You got Great Lakes Building Solutions, Brumco Building. I'm not quite sure if you know, Michigan General Contractor, Feldman. Okay, gotcha. Harbortown and Morello, I think Morello, I think renovation. I think that's how you pronounce it. Not quite sure. Anyhow, those are just. I'm sorry. What was that?
Do they all pay? They pay you guys for that?
Oh, they don't pay us. Like we don't have. We're not working with anybody on the first page of Google, but they are working with someone on Google. Like for example, this company. I don't even know how you pronounce it. It's kind of a weird name. Duet building.
Duet.
Duet. There you go. But building their supply, but they actually, I don't know. They do a lot of services, but that company is at 3.7 stars, which is horrible. I'll be honest with you. And they only have 7 reviews. So I know they're doing building supplies and stuff, and they might connect you with contractors as well. But anyhow, like that company is at the bottom of the first page. So that company is going to get booted out for sure. Because Google requires two things to really maintain yourself. Number one is good quality reviews, and then also websites. So, you know, but that company, the reviews are super low, 3.7. You know, anything 4 stars and above, it's good. But, like, that company, I don't know how long they're going to last. Another company here, too, that just got on there is Morello. Morello Renovation?
Yeah,
anyhow,
Morello,
there you go. So that company doesn't have a website, and they got on the first page, and they have no reviews. So if these guys don't get their stuff together, they're not going to stay on that first page very long. And then companies like Feldman Construction LLC, that guy has 1 star. Like, he only has 1 review, and it's a 1 star. That's horrible. The person who left that review was not really happy about it. But anyhow, like, so that company there is just, we're going to be able to outrank these guys. So yeah, they might be in business for longer, but at the end of the day, like, it's easy to really outrank someone if you're working on good quality reviews and you have a good optimized website and you have a Google partner. So when people are searching those services, they're going to call you directly. And the cool thing is that we do have a local Splash app. So we're one of the very few companies that invested some money to have an app. And the app really tracks your success online. So you can see all the calls that are coming in, messages, everything. You can call clients directly from the app. So it's a really good form to kind of track your success.
So do you guys develop the website? I just give you like the pictures and stuff and you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. We're going to create the website from, yeah. So that website's included at no additional cost. So that's why I'm, you know, I just wanted like, hey, if I can save you money, waiving the setup fee and just get you in at $299, that's including the website. So let's say you were to cancel for whatever reason. I mean, just the website, like just having your website and all the listings. I mean, that's already paid for everything for the most part already. Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
so we would build the website.
So what's the $299 for then?
Great question. So the $299, what it covers, it covers your not the setup of the program, the maintenance to keep you on the first page. So you got to understand, having a Google Business profile is good, but if it's not being optimized for you to come up, that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the maintenance of your profile on Facebook, right? Like to do the Facebook retargeting ads, your Yelp, your spot on Google Maps and Apple Maps, your spot on Yelp, right? It's maintaining your website, like your hosting for your website. That's what you're paying the $299 for. Yeah. So that's what that is, right? So like, you know, let's say you were to cancel any of that, you know, you're still going to be on Google, but you're not being optimized to be on that first page. And that's where the money's at, because, you know, that's what you want to get optimized for, to be on the first page. And then your website, you would just pay the $49. So we incur that $49 to host it. That's already programmed in, baked in for the $299 price point, right? So that's what we charge.
Is there any other options besides for like $299? Does it go lower? Does it go higher? Or do you guys have options on that?
That's the lowest package we have as far as an entry level. We have higher packages, but if you're willing to do something like this today, and you're like, hey Chris, you know, I like what I hear, and I want to secure the listing, and I want to have my website and everything, I could possibly do something for you. And I don't know if I get it approved, but I might, you know, it never hurts to ask. The price point that I gave you already, the $299, it's here. Let me send you this real quick.
My financial state, my financial place isn't the best because I don't live in a house. I live in a camper right now because my mom just died and I'm just starting out on my feet.
Right.
And, you know, I'm, you know what I mean? Like
I appreciate that.
You know, I'm already paying $350 on Angie's, so I have to be on that for a year now, and then I'm not trying to spend $800 on all this stuff, and you know what I mean? I know it works. Don't get me wrong. I know it works, but I gotta save money to go get a house, and you know.
No, I hear you.
I don't want to live in a camper for the rest of my life either.
No, I hear you, and I thanks for like kind of sharing that with me. That to me is just, you know, like you see value in something like this, and obviously you want something to be able to pay for itself as well.
Right.
You just want to see if there's any other options out there. What I can possibly do for you is I can reach out to my supervisor and really keep everything that's in place, right? Like website, everything. With for sure, I won't charge you a dime to get anything set up because usually there's a setup fee. One of the things I wanted to show you, that way you can see like, what I'm really kind of talking about. So I'll send you a link, a text message though. Give me 1 second. Okay. So let me see. Okay. I'm going to send this to you right now. And you did receive the other link that I sent you, right? Like the example of the website?
The website? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you one similar. This is our website. So if you go to the bottom of it, you'll see like the link that says take control of your online presence. So that's a little bit more about us. And then also we're Google partners. So like if you were to click on that partnership badge, it's going to take you to Google's website. But the package that I'm offering you is pretty much the VIP package. And the VIP package, the only thing I'm not including with this package are the Google ads. The Google ads are just $300 by themselves. And honestly, just to be honest with you, I think just having the Google Business profile in the map section is just more, you get more bang for your buck. The Google ads, they're expensive. They don't work as well as the Facebook. So Facebook ads are included with this package. The only thing that you would like not have would be the Google ads. But it's pretty much this package that I'm really getting you on, which is the VIP. So as you can see, the package, if you were to go online, it's with the Google ads, it's about $1,098, so that's pretty expensive. And then once again, like I wanted to show you the setup fee. The setup fee alone, we usually charge $299 for the setup fee. So that's to get everything set up. So then we have our higher packages, which is like the ultimate. That one gets like, that's a Google guarantee. That's why, you know, that's a kind of a pay-per-lead service package. But what I'm able to do for you, like if this is something that you want to give a shot and move forward with, is I can talk to my supervisor, see if I can get you a price reduction. And that what that would do is that would knock off $50. So get you in at $249. And that price point would get locked in. It wouldn't go up. it would just stay 100% at 249. So that will save you $50 today, and it will save you $50 every single month, right? And $50
yeah,
is, I mean, $50, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah,
that's already something there. That's gas. Right? So, you know, if I can get that, go ahead.
What this old man told me is that, you know, hey, if you can make a dime or if you can make a dollar each day, take it. You know what I mean? It's all
absolutely
worth money. So it's all worth something.
Yeah.
It all adds up
100%. And once again, so the thing is, you know, at the end of the day, you know, one of the things that I always tell my clients is, you know, you want to have something that's really going to pay for itself and something you're comfortable with. Like, for example, you know, the $249, you're looking at $8 in change a day. Like, if you were to kind of divide it into 30 days, and then with that investment of $8 and 30 whatever cents or 60 cents, I believe, that, you know, you get a client that you're doing like a remodel job, you're doing tile, you're doing, you know, paint, you're doing texture, you're doing, you know, drywall, you know, whatever the case may be. So one of those big jobs, you know, and you pay, you know, $8.60 for that day. Let's say you get that job. That's going to pay for itself in the long run, right? So that's the whole, you know, point of getting yourself on Google and really getting those leads calling you directly. So yeah, I'm willing to ask for that price reduction if that's something that fits, gets you more comfortable, and then that way you're not paying those extra $50 every month. And once again, I'll completely waive the setup fee. So the package you're pretty much be getting is the VIP. The only thing is the Google Ads. If you ever want to expand and you get, you want to get busier and you get more people this starts really blowing up for you, which it will, then you can always increase the other packages. Once you get your license and you're insured and all that good stuff, then you can always get, the paper lead service or even Google Ads. You can include those. Which they work, but I think the Google Guaranteed is better than Google Ads, so that's why I'm like, you know, I'd rather just get you, you know, everything that we talked about and not include
right.
the Google Ads. That'd be an extra $300. It's like 300, you know, you're looking at $600. I'm like, that's going to be a little pricey to start off with, but, you know, if we can get you in the door.
That's what I'm dealing with. Like, I can't spend, you know, $600 on
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm struggling, like, I'm not struggling, but I'm just trying to find, I'm honestly sick of living in a camper, and I'm trying to find a place, save up enough for a house, but houses are too much right now, so I'm kind of stuck. I just got done living out of a van for the last year, so, you know, and I just got into a camper, you know what I mean? But I've been working, I've been doing everything, doing good work. Like I haven't, you know, that's where my motivation is, you know,
that's
working
great,
and doing that stuff. Me living in a van has nothing to do with, you know, my work ethic or,
absolutely.
You know, my mentality or anything like that. It's just the situation I'm stuck in right now because of what happened with my mom and, you know, if I get anything lower, that would be awesome. Anything lower would be awesome. So
yeah,
help me out so much more.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, and I'm willing to reach out. I'll send them a message right now, see if I can get that approved. You know, at the end of the day, you got to start somewhere. And like, you know, like for example, here's a personal example. Like I'm 38 years old, right? So like, you know, I'm not young, I'm not that old, but I'm all right. Okay, I'm getting up there anyway, I guess. I don't know. You could consider it old. Anyhow.
I'm 33,
Okay, cool. So, like, not too far. Like, within that ballpark, let's just say, okay? And I just bought my first home in May. So, you know, my birthday was in May, so it was kind of like a birthday present for myself. And, you know, it took me a lot.
What date is your
birthday? What date? May 8th.
Mine's May 9th.
No way. Okay, awesome. Taurus, right? There you go. Yeah, so you know, that's what I've been working hard, and trust me, the place I was living at before, I'll be honest with you, Casey, not the best place. It was a very small one bedroom apartment. The place was very small. It was nice, don't get me wrong, but it was just the environment, the neighbors, and it was not what I wanted, okay? But what I did is I suck it up. I sucked it up, and I was there for a total of 6 years, okay? And maybe it wasn't the best place, the best surroundings, the best environment, but I sucked it up, and I saved. I sold a couple things that I need, you know, like the cars that I had and things like that, and I was able to really achieve my goal was to get the house. So keep the motivation, man. One of the things that I always tell everybody, it's like, you know, as long as you're doing everything the right way and you're being genuine and you're trying to help people out, it's always going to come back. Good karma always comes back. If you do bad things, if you are just, not a good person at heart and those people, man, they don't get it. So, it definitely works out at the end, man. So that's always something that I tell everybody, like, maybe you're not in the best situation as where you want to be, but man, I'm telling you, if you keep working hard at it and you stay focused, you put your head down, it'll come for sure. And now, I mean, the house that I got is I love it, man. It's peaceful, like 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I got 1 acre of land, so I got a big lot, man. And it's awesome. Like, you know, it's just plenty of room. If I want to build something in the back, you know, in the near future, I can always build, you know, because 1 acre of land, it's a pretty good, decent sized lot. So, you could fit, you know, maybe 2-3 houses if you kind of position them right. You know, so it's something that I worked hard for. But yeah, I mean, that's what I'm willing to do that, Casey. If you're, you know, if this is something you feel you want to move forward with, and then I could send them a quick message and see if I can get you that price point of $249. That help you?
So do I pay right now, or do I pay like in a couple of days, or how does that work though?
Yeah, so we would secure the listing today if that's something that you're willing to move forward. Would you have $249 if I were to get that approved?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
I have a big check coming in on Wednesday, so that's why I was asking.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
I mean? I have a big check coming. I was waiting on that.
Okay, here's what I can do to help you out. Look, if you want to secure the listing, we could secure the listing, and then one of the things I could do for you is this. Okay, so I'll reach out right now to my supervisor, because the most important thing is getting the position, the placement available. So when we have a position available, our goal is to get one company that has good reviews and can take on more business. And number two, one of the things I also want to do for you, like, let's say, you were to say, hey, let's move forward and I get that approved. Your payment obviously would be today, which would be October 27th. I would also make your next payment. Okay. I'll give you an extra week. So instead of it being the 27th of November, I'll make it the 4th of December.
Yeah,
so give you a free week of, you know, like, you know, grace period, so that way the next payment's not like, you know. So I could do that for you if that's something that you're wanting to do. And then once we get it secured, then we would get you for your onboarding call tomorrow with one of our technicians. And the technician is just gonna go over all the website pictures you would have. You would send them that through via email and everything, or text message, whatever you would prefer. So that's something I can do for you, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yep.
Okay. All right, well, I'll send a message right now to my supervisor, but I just got to verify a couple things to make sure we get you on Google the right way. So the name of the company is CNS Contracting, right? There's no LLC or any...
Yeah, it's LLC after. It's CNS Contracting LLC.
Okay, so you want us to add the LLC on Google, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Google's going to verify your address. We're not going to showcase your address because we don't want anybody going knocking on your door.
Right.
But you're a service that you're going to go out and serve as a client. But I got an address of 74625 Memphis Ridge Road, correct?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, awesome. And then that's Richmond, Michigan. Why do I keep saying Richmond, Virginia? Maybe because there's a Richmond, Virginia, too, so my apologies. Yeah, Richmond, Michigan. Okay. All right. And this number that we're on is the 586-460-0877. Is that the number you want your clients to call you on? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Casey, for account purposes, we're not going to showcase your name on the Internet or anything, but what is your last name?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
M-A-R-T-I-N. Okay, gotcha. And then do you have a like a business email or like or a personal that this is just for us to get in contact with you?
Yeah, I just use my personal email. I do have I do have a work email, but I haven't used it in so long.
Don't worry. There's
so many emails.
Fine.
I'm just like, yeah, I might as well just use my personal one.
Yeah, if you use your personal, it's fine. It's just for correspondence with us. You can always put that email on your website, too, whatever you like, but this is just for correspondence with you. Okay. What is your email?
It's casey_martin777@icloud.com.
777@icloud. Okay. Cloud.com. Okay, cool. Yep. It showed valid email. Okay. And then, so just... get a response here from the supervisor so I can implement that credit for you. But as far as like just basic business information for the company, you know, like hours of operation, what would you say the hours of operation that you want to be listed on Google? Would you say like be Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, and what hours would you like to get listed for?
I would put it from 7 to 7 or 7 to 8.
That's a good one. I recommend 7 to 8, and this is because this is just, you know, no one – Not rarely you'll get someone, hey, can you come and do an emergency job? But this is just for people to know when to call you. So if you're doing maybe 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., I think that's a good time frame. Then calls after 8, it's like kind of winding down already. So, okay.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
All right, okay. And then as far as, you know, just some basic questions here as far as, like, the business. Do you want give me 1 second. I see a logo for your. Do you have a logo for the company by chance or no? Not yet.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, great. Okay, so I'll just put that because we're gonna put the logo on your website and then we'll put your logo on all the listings that we'll do for you as well. So that's good. And then as far as the services that you offer, so like, you know, handyman, small projects, you know, fencing. I mean, everything you have listed on like Angie, is that what you want to be listed for, or any other specifics you want to list you for?
No, you can just put them all, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay.
With the ones I'm on, Angie's and Home Finder or whatever it's called, Home Advisor.
Okay, no problem. We can do that for you. And then as far as you said you have a Facebook business page. For some reason, I wasn't able to find it. Let me go back into it and then kind of search it. Let me see. Richmond.
It's called CNF Contracting LLC.
Okay. Let me just pulling it up right now. Okay. Yep. I see it. Yep. You're here. You have a white truck on it, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to run retargeting ads. And, oh, I see the pictures there now. Okay, yeah, that's good. Wow, man, you do it all. You do a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow, man. Yeah, I mean, do you have help, too, that, or are you just doing this solo? I'm pretty sure you have help.
I do it by myself, but I do have some help. I mean, whenever the guys are available, I tell them, you know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
But I built that barn by myself, 100%.
No way, really?
Yep.
Wow, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm handy with certain things. Like for example, when I got the house, you know, my dad's pretty handy. You know, and what we did is we I personally don't like popcorn ceiling. You know, right? So. We took off the pop. Yeah, right. So we had to wet the ceiling, kind of scrape it off, and then we did texture. So we did the knockdown texture. So patched all the walls from the drywall, replaced a couple, you know, slabs that were just kind of someone punched the wall. I'm like, what crazy people? Anyhow, had to patch everything back up, put a new piece of drywall, and then now it looks beautiful. But ask me if I want to do it again. No, you know, so I'll leave it to you guys. It's definitely a work in progress, you know. It's just, it has its, you know, its things to it. So, it's a lot of work, man. Okay. And then, okay, so now I see your Facebook business profile, which is good. And then, so, as far as, I see the logo with the hammer, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then, so another question for you, as far as, like, do you, like, take any payment through, like, you know, PayPal or Zelle, or is it just cash and, like, cards?
Cash, check, okay. Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we'll make sure we do that. And then this business Facebook page, I mean, yeah, this is a Facebook business. It's not a personal one. Okay, perfect.
No,
all right, good. Okay, awesome. Yeah, because if it's not, we'd be able to do one for you. But because sometimes I see people use their personal one for a business, I'm like, you want to separate them both, you know?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Definitely don't want to intermix any of that. All right, so we got some of those notes. So one of the things I did want to tell you, my supervisor just sent me a message. We were able to get the 249 approved. So he basically gave me an approval code, which is 1027, which is today's date. So, you know, sometimes he gives different approval codes, but yeah. So I'm able to plug that in, and what that would do is that will save you the $50 today and then ongoing every month. And then what I'll do is I'll make sure that the next payment, once again, you know, instead of it being, like I said, the 27th of December, yeah, because today's the 27th, or November, excuse me, it would be the 4th of December, right? So that's what I'll do for you. I'll honor that for you. So you get a little wiggle room as well, you know? So we'll be able to do that for you. All right, cool. So let me
so my next payment would be on the 4th?
Yeah, that's good. So you get, no, the 4th of December.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to give you an extra week. So instead of being the November 27th, because obviously today is October 27th, it would be November 27th. So I'll push it all the way to the 4th of December, and then from there it would be the 4th of every month. So that would help you out there. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I know you're starting off and you want to save money. And like my dad always told me, if you don't ask, you never know. So you're like, hey, you know, is there anything you could do about it? And, you know, if we didn't ask, and how would we know, right, that things are going to go? You know, exactly. So, you know, I want to go over, like, a couple other things here as well as far as, you know, we're going to read what's called the voice verification. This is for your protection, letting you know everything's month to month, and also letting you know that this is no contracts and so forth. You're also going to receive your invoice. So anything that you do for, as far as marketing, one of the things I always suggest is, you can get a credit back for taxes, right? So just, you know, save all your invoices as well, you know, if you don't, you know, just kind of for future reference. And then you're not bilingual by chance, right? You only speak only English, right? I just want to ask you for that. Okay, cool. That's funny. Okay. All right, so that's good. We'll get you in there for that. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this voice verification. If there's anything that, you know, kind of like you don't understand, or, you know, something that it's like, hey, Chris, can you explain that to me, then, you know, let me know and I'll be able to break it down for you. It's basically letting you know, hey, this is a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. There's no cancellation fees or any of that. And then just, once again, it's for your protection. Once that's done, then we will secure the listing, and then you're going to receive your invoice, and then I'm going to set you up for your client onboarding call for tomorrow, and I'll let you choose what time works for you, so that way you can talk to the technician to get your listing going on Google. So the voice verification is going to say, hey, give me 1 second, let me pull it up. Okay, here we go. So it says, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification recording. The reason is that I have yet a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection for you and the business as well. So if, as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Chris, you know, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you and make sure that you understand it before we process the transaction. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BNS Contracting, LLC.
Okay. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Casey Martin, owner.
Okay. It says, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And it also is asking, give me 1 second. Nope, that's pretty much it. Oh, and it says, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
What was that again?
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Meaning, okay, it's not a contract, it's just an agreement. Okay, got it. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So also, just to let you know, you're going to get increased visibility. There might be other companies, you know, like third-party vendors calling you, trying to sell you something that you don't need. So we're going to pretty much take care of all your marketing. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you what's called a security question. So the security question, you get to choose from 3 questions. You can choose your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city you were born in.
We'll do Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas?
Actually, we'll do my mom's maiden name.
Okay,
so,
cool. What's your mom?
Lori Free.
Okay, got it. And Lori, is it just L-U-A-R-I-E or is it L-O-R-I?
Yeah, L-O-R-I.
Okay, got it.
And then Freed, F-R-E-E-D.
Got it. Okay, we can do that. All right. So, I got it already. Okay, cool. So I got that already. And then the next section, it does read, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required documentation. So basically, to get you verified, Google is either going to ask for a couple things. They might ask you for, you know, pictures of the work you've done. They might ask you for pictures of tools or even your work truck, just very basic stuff. Would you have those documents or pictures within the first 7 days? Would you be able to have that? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial account setup will be today is the 27th of October. Now it is a month-to-month agreement, right? So your payment will be processed each day after that on the 4th of December. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is, call client support. The number that I texted you, I'm going to text you our number as well and my direct contact. So if you need to get a hold of me for whatever reason, I just want to let you know I'm not a technician. So as far as, getting you programmed on Google and stuff like that, that would be our customer service reps. But as far as you reaching out to me, you can always do that at any time. If I don't answer, you leave a quick voicemail or send me a text message, and I'll get back to you maybe because I'm on the line with another client. So just so you know, I just texted over our 877 number, and then you would just reach my extension to reach me. My extension's 247.
Okay.
So that's just to keep in mind. So it also says keep in mind that Local Splash is international, so we got representatives and employees all over the world, right? Just letting you know. Do you agree and understand to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So we got that already. And then one of the things I wanted to go over here is the billing. So as far as the first month's payment, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's a Visa.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Visa.
Okay, so I'll read back the numbers once again. It's only going to be the $249, and I'm going to set your next payment to be on December 4th, so that's going to be the ongoing payment after that.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'll read it back to you for verification.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put some money in my bank account
you can go into transfer. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll wait for you while I look up the client interview schedule as well. We want to get you in for tomorrow's with the technician. So I'll check out what times are available for them, and then you'll get me that. See if that works for you as well.
how many people does, how many people call you as like for like contracting and stuff? Do you not know that, or do you know that?
Yeah, so for example, last month in a 50-mile radius from the 27th of September to the 27th of October, there was 913 searches for contracting, that just that keyword. So, you know, not saying you're going to receive 913 calls, right? I think that would be impossible, but, you know, if you can capitalize on a percentage of that, and that's just that keyword. So every keyword is a service that you would offer. So the good thing is that we're going to get you programmed in for about 20 different keywords, which is 20 different services that you're going to come up for. So you can focus on certain jobs, and that's what we're going to do. And what the technician's going to do before tomorrow is they're going to look at the Google Analytics, and then we're not just going to guess what actually people are searching. We're going to know what people are searching. So that way you have a better success, right? And that's the most important thing, because, you know, I could just guess and say, oh, well, I mean, maybe type it this way and it might work, but that's not going to work for us. We want to make sure that when people are typing that up, that's actually what they're really searching. So you're coming up for that keyword. And that's where all the magic happens, you know, as far as that.
All right.
Okay. And I'm looking at the calendar, too, right now as well. And what works for you better, like the morning, afternoon?
Oh, we can do afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay, cool. So let me pull up the exact time for the technician and see what's available for tomorrow afternoon. Okay, so I got availability. If you're looking for afternoon, 5. Yeah, we got availability all the way till, from 5 to like 6:30. Does any of those times work for you by chance? Or even,
yeah,
I even got
5:30.
5:30 works for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do 5:30. And it's a quick phone call. It's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna take forever. It's just like, get everything going. So, and one of the things I would recommend to have ready is just having those, you know, the pictures and, you know, logos. And when they do ask for that, it's just, you know, it's not 100% necessary, but it just speeds up the process. So we'll do that. So I'm going to send you a confirmation email right now with that client onboarding. The client onboarding interview or call. They call it a client interview. I don't like that name. Kind of sounds weird. Yeah. It's a client onboarding. That's what it really is. I don't know why they call it that. I never liked that.
So I got my card. It just put money in it.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. So, all right. If you can, I'll repeat that to you for accuracy.
All right. 4430.
Okay.
4400. 3495. Oh shit, what's the last ones? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta look at my, keep those numbers that I just said, I gotta look at the last numbers, it's faded away, so I can't really.
It's okay. See my mind's like that too, I need to get a new one. I don't know why, like, it's, and I got one of those printed ones, which, the, you know, like, the one that I had before had the actual numbers, and now they gave me like this, they printed right at the bank. I'm like, what is this?
It's 4578.
Okay, so I'll repeat it to you. I got 4430, 4400, 3495, 578. Is that correct?
So it's, say it again. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll repeat it again, the whole thing. It's 4430, 4400, 3495, 4578.
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. And the expiration month and year?
It's 0228.
0228. Okay, cool. And then the three-digit code on the back, the CVC or CVV.
604.
604. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and update this real quick and then get your invoice going here. And then, give me 1 second. Okay. Cool. All right. And then one of the things I wanted to mention, too, is, you know, the success on the Internet to get you on Google is just having the information ready. So, you know, as far as getting your timelines, you know, and how things are going to go, after the give me 1 second. Did you receive an invoice by chance?
Nah, let me see. No, mm-hmm. not yet. On my
okay.
email or on my text?
Both. It should be coming through email or text message.
Okay. Let me check real quick. No, I have not.
Okay. Should be there any second now. So just should be coming in any time now.
I got it.
You got it?
Yes, got it.
Okay, perfect. So you'll get your terms and conditions, you'll get all that. In the terms so you'll in the terms and conditions you just click on that and then you type in your first and last name just to make sure you received it. And that will give you access to your client dashboard. Tomorrow when you have the onboarding call with the technician, they're going to go ahead and provide you with your username and password for that as well. So you'll get that. One of the things I did mention is, you know, once again, success on the Internet. Like, to get your campaign going up and running, I just want to make sure to keep these things in time, okay? So as far as your dashboard and getting your directory submissions, that could take up to this week, okay? To get your website going and your Google Ads and Facebook Ads, that can take about a week, so 7 to 14 days, depending on how fast you get the information over to the technician, okay? To get you verified, that might take a little longer. So that one of the things that I always suggest is once you get the onboarding call with the technician, get your verification. They're going to Google verify you. Try to do that as quickly as possible. So Google, once again, might want a video call, picture sent. Once you get your Google verified, then the programming will start. So the faster you get that, that's going to get you up and ranking on that first page, okay?
When it says welcome to Local Flash and it says username and password, what is that?
Great. Okay, so that's going to be your username and password to get into your dashboard. So you're going to have access to a client dashboard.
Okay. So what do I put on the username?
Oh, no, your technician will give you your username and password for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, were you able to type in your first and last name on there yet or no?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, you were. Okay, beautiful. So there you go. So once you talk to the technician tomorrow, they're going to give you your username and password. And then one of the things you could also do is download the Local Splash Call app as well. So it's just type in Local Splash, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. I think you have an iPhone. And then you can download our app. So we're one of the very few companies that has an actual application.
Okay.
So that's something you could do, you know, at any time, or you could do it tomorrow with the technician. They're going to give you access to your, to your dashboard. And that's for you to see what's going on with your campaign and track everything as well, because we want to make sure you're able to track your success with something like this as well, you know?
Right. And the app is called LS.
LS, yeah, Local Splash. So Local Splash, okay. And then it just is, it has an L and an S.
Yeah, I
don't know if you see that. It's an orange L and a blue S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And then tomorrow, when the technician gives you your username and password, you're going to be able to type that in as well, right, to get into your Local Splash app.
All right.
Okay, so we're all set. Did you also receive that invitation for that client onboarding call tomorrow?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. So we got that set tomorrow. If anything changes, Casey, you know, feel free to reach out and say, hey, Chris, like, you know, can you reschedule it? And we'll be able to do that for you. So that's not an issue. I just want to make sure that, you know, we have that onboarding call so we can, you know, if we don't take care of that, it can take up to, you know, 45 to 60 days. But so that's why you got to take care of that, like, quickly, right? A lot of people, if you don't do that, like, the timelines, it's just, you're just going to push things out. So that's why I always tell people, get your onboarding call, get your Google verification done, everything, you know, everything that you need, so that way we can get started the programming. The more you wait, and people get busy, But once again, once you have all this set up, and the shorter time you have it done, the faster it's going to be. The longer you wait and push it out and you know, kind of, you know, procrastinate, as they say, then it's just going to take longer for things to go, right? So I just want to make sure we're on the same page with that. Okay, cool. So we got everything done here. I want to give you, I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to talk to me. And I was able to, I'm glad that we were able to get that billing as well for that savings of $50. I mean, I know that's in the long run, you know, that's going to help you out right there for sure. So, once you get Google up and going, man, I know that this is going to be the only thing you'll need, you know, and once you start seeing the success, that's going to help out. Please don't forget about
How long do you think it'll take for, you know, people to start calling?
Great question. So, once again, after we get you verified, so the client interviews from 1 to 3 days, then reporting dashboard, that's going to be done within 5 days. So after we get you with your client onboarding, 7 to 14 days, you're going to have your Facebook ads running, and then your programming on Google, you know, depending on how fast you get it, can take a little bit longer. It says 40 to 60 days, but it's not going to take that long. So I think within 1-2 weeks tops, you'll start seeing traction.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. So any other questions you have, Casey, or any other concerns that you have if you do, please reach out. I'm here for you. And once again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to earn your business. And you're gonna be very happy with this. Once you get going, man, it's definitely gonna be the best thing for your business. So enjoy the rest of your day. I know it's a little late already. So just relax, and then we'll be in touch tomorrow for that client onboarding call. Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Awesome, Casey. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.